Thanks, Lisa. Absolutely fantastic. It was a tough battle out there. I knew when we came in there it would be tough. And for 20 minutes we were right up against the 3-1 down. But we responded and started winning a few puck outs and got a few points. But it was a tough game.
Yeah, it was all about the dirty ball in the first half, wasn't it? Because they were very physical and demanding on you.
They were highly competitive. And we knew they would be. We had a lot of homework done on them. We knew they were a tough side. They weren't just coming along for the day. They had their homework done on us too, you know, and they were well set up. We weren't winning the second ball at all, and it was a worry for us at halftime. We addressed it a fair bit, and we weren't winning our puck outs either. We lost 8-6 in the first half on our own puck out, which wouldn't be our form at all. Like, we were missing Shane Kelly, who's our go-to man for a lot of puck outs, and he was missing today in big loss.
Yeah, but in the second half, I thought you looked far more relaxed and took some fine scores, really dominated.
Yeah, I suppose it settled down a bit in the second half. I suppose, like, in fairness to Carlow St. Joseph's, they weren't going to keep up that pace, which they were relentless in the first half, closing us down, working hard, and we were matching it, but they were doing it better than us, I thought. But the game eventually opened up a bit, and it's a huge pitch out there. It's one of the biggest pitches we've played in, so that kind of suited our fast fillers like Dave O'Neill and Nicky and the Duggins, and, you know, and likes of Kevin Walsh had a great game. Just while I think of it there, Kieran O'Donovan, one of our backroom team, actually got sick coming up in the bus, so I'd like to just wish him the best. We had to take him to hospital actually in Portlaoise. He's fine now, everything is fine, but he got sick coming up, and we had to take him. That was a bit of a hard, and his son Jordan is on the panel, and Kelly is our physio. So, you know, that was a bit of an upset, but he's fine now, which is meant.
That is, yeah, absolutely, and no doubt he'll be boosted to hear of your result. Just like everyone here has, Seamus, that full-time whistle was very special.
It was, yeah. It was great now for the lads to go over to the fans, which there's a couple of busloads up today, you know, and like they've really got behind the team, and it's brilliant. You know, the atmosphere is fantastic.
And you've realised the ambition of playing in Croke Park now.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant. Like, it's just sure it's every, even from the management side of it, we're all thrilled to be involved with a team that are going to Croke Park, and the lads are thrilled. Like, it's just, you know, you don't think you're going to do it, but when you finally do it, then that's, we'll enjoy it tonight, we'll celebrate tonight, and we'll get back to the pitch on Tuesday.
And just like I remember when you spoke to Mark after the Munster final, you talked about raining in the Christmas celebrations, and the lads have already mentioned that you've been talking about being back to training Tuesday night. Like, you will get your preparation spot on.
Yeah, well, yes, up to now the lads have responded brilliantly. Like, everything they've been asked to do, they've done, and this is for 12 months. Like, we started training at the end of January last year, and now we're in the end of January this year. So there's been no let up for 12 months, and their response has been fantastic, and that is why they're in an All-Ireland final. What happens there, I don't know. That's another day's work. That other semi-final is on today.
You won't shoot up the road to Trim to get to the second
half? No. If I had a helicopter now, I might.
Good stuff. Look, we'll wait for the result on that, and we'll talk again before the final. Well done, Seamus.
Thanks, Lisa.
Mayfield captain Shane O'Donovan, congratulations.
Pasta, unbelievable. I tell you, it's surreal at the moment, to be honest with you. Just the prize that was at stake there with Croke Park, just to know we're going now, is unbelievable.
I almost hated asking you to come out, because I could hear the celebrations in the dressing room there. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to go a bit mad now tonight, I'd say. You know, at least there's 3 week gap now to the game, so I suppose we'd enjoy it tonight. But he just informed us there we're back Tuesday night, like, so he knows we're not the one too nuts, like, so but we'll enjoy it. That's brilliant though, brilliant.
Let's talk about this match. The first half, a bit of a dogfight, wasn't it? Conditions considered and everything, I suppose.
Yeah, like, you know, we always kind of knew, no matter what happened, to talk about before the game with them, you know, Cork versus Sligo, we always knew we were going to be in for the tough games. You know, a team doesn't show up to an All-Ireland semi-final and goes out and take a handy, like, you know, and you could see that they wanted it more in the first half, there was no doubt about it. They were hunting in packs, it was three of them against one of us, you know, that kind of way. And I suppose in the second half we got a few words and we just kind of got ourselves together, like, and you could see the difference then when we came out after the half, you know.
I thought you looked a very different team. You looked far more relaxed. Some of the scores taken in the second half were superb, and it just seemed like we can do this, like, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, we had belief in ourselves, like, you know, our hurling was just getting that out of us, and that's always the thing, you know. These kind of games can catch you on the hop, like, if you're not tuned in. And I mean, like, you know, it was just a matter of getting that kind of work rate over the line and letting the horn speak for itself, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to come down to. Like, you saw the pitch outside wasn't great conditions, you know. And as you said, it ended up being a bit of a dogfight, but I suppose, look, it just took that extra bit to get going. And when it did, you know, the lads, the confidence started to get flowing again, like, and kicked on from there. Like.
Obviously, a big moment was Nicky's goal. It's like, I'm going to talk to him about it too, but it was very lucky. Like, it dropped out of the keeper's hand.
Yeah, I didn't even have to see it to manage, you know. I thought it was going over the bar, so I turned away. And next thought I heard the crowd, like, you know. I'd say it was just a mistake with the keeper, you know, except others. And with the conditions, you know, you saw it there. It was tough, like, on him. A high ball coming in like that, blowing in the wind, anything could happen, like, you know. And, thank God I went in this one, so we take it, like.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, I mean, we discussed at the outset what this means. Like, you're the Mayfield captain and you're going to lead this team out in Croke Park in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's that. No, did you say it that way? It seems, as I said, it's a bit surreal at the moment, like, you know. Like, it's been an honour representing these lads here all year, like, you know. The attitude and the commitment has been outstanding. And, you know, even this late after Christmas, you know, we thought we'd struggle a bit, like, you know, but the training was unbelievable. Like, you know, it was like it was June again back at the first round of the championship, which is important. But it's a proud moment, and hopefully, you know, we can get the job done above in Dublin. Like, in
I was going to say, like, it's been such a long year for you, but training, you'll relish it in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it, like, you know. I suppose this week, again, he'll probably go hard on us, like, you know, and we take the following 2 weeks then winding into it and, you know, preparing. But, you know, you have to enjoy it. Like, I mean, it's all, you know, at the end of the day, it's the game that's important. Like, but, I mean, you have to take these moments in. Like, we're not, this doesn't happen every year, and I can imagine that it won't happen for another couple of years. Like, so, we might as well enjoy it while we're here, you know.
And look, I think watching the game, we kind of knew you had this result early in the second half, but at the full-time whistle, it was as if you had won by a point. Your supporters had enjoyed it so much, you know.
Yeah. And, like, even we said that the crowd had travelled up is unbelievable. Like, in fairness, the support we're getting there over the last couple of games is unreal altogether. Like, you know, we heard there was a couple of buses filled up, like, but we didn't think to that extent, you know, how you could hear it. Even coming down onto the pitch at the start, showed it was a great atmosphere about it. And, like, that's important, you know, because it pushes you over the line in those kind of moments as well, you know, when you need it. And having that support kind of kicked us on in the second half when it is needed, you know.
Enjoy the preparation for Croke Park.
Yeah, we will. So, we look forward to it. Hopefully see you again.
Still hasn't hit me yet, like, Croke Park. Like, it's just wanted to get the win, you know, but when the final whistle blew there, like, sunk in, like, Croke Park, here we come.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right, 3 points up at half time. How would you describe the first half playing in it?
Oh, pure dogged. It was just wet and mucky, and in all fairness, the Cavalry of St. George there, they were tough in the tackle. Like, they were, everyone was saying to us all the lead up, you know, the last 8 weeks, Charles Sturney from Sligo. I tell you, it was tough. They were just as tough as the Waterford, Limerick and Clare teams, like, you know, in all fairness to them, like, and they showed it out there, like, and thank God we had that kind of still in us all year, like, that we were tough, like, you know, when it was put up against us. And it kind of showed there when it was 5-5, we just kicked on and went 9-5, and then we got a goal, gave us that cushion, you know.
Yeah. So your goal, were you going for the point? Are you dropping it in?
No, I was going for the stench. I was going for the pint, and it was just in between, you know, a pint and a goal, and just went through the keeper's hands. Like, thank God, I went in. I couldn't believe it, really. I was kind of laughing to myself after, but it gave us that cushion, you know.
It did, it gave you the cushion, and then I suppose the fact that they were dismissed to 14 men, you just get another cushion fee, and you really dominated the second half.
Yeah, we did, like, you know, we kind of settled into the way we want to play, and where we always play all year, like, and we started to run at them. There was space, but it was kind of hard. The balls were going everywhere, slipping and sliding, and it wasn't as normal what we used to play, but thank God we got there in the end, like, and we just ran through them at the end, and we just held out in the end, you know.
I know we would have talked about it the day you were in studio with the goal to get to Croke Park. How much did you talk about that this week preparing for this match?
Like, everyone was like trying not to say, like, you know, don't talk, but we're not there yet, like, and but still at the back of your mind it was like, geez boys, if we win this, like, we're going to Croker, like, and everyone was kind of, it was dumbing it down all week, but it was still in the back of our minds, but our full focus on this game, because we knew it wasn't going to be easy. And just to get over it, it's unreal. The next 3 weeks is going to be a great time for Mayfield, you know?
Yeah. And look, so even at half time today, when you're in the dressing room, 3 points up, like, I think, to be fair, everybody watching the match would have said you were the better team anyway, but to get through it, was there that sense again of you're this close to it, lads, 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, start the game, obviously, 60 minutes, probably 60 minutes, let's do it. Let's get to half time, resettle, rethink what we're going to do. Got to half time, we were 3 points up, and we're like, we still thought we had more in us, like, you know, and we just kept saying to ourselves, if you have to just walk away or work hard, it'll come for us, because, like, we have the hurling. And it did. We got a couple of points, and then we got the goal, and then we just kind of kicked on. And we just got there, and then it was just, thank God we had 7 points to spare there at the end, like, they got a goal there the last 2 minutes, but we were there on a consolation goal, like, but We'll enjoy it out tonight and back to work then Tuesday.
Yeah, Shane was telling me that Seamus has already told you it's back to brass tacks Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's it. Like, but now we'll have a good night out tonight and we get back to work then on Tuesday. We don't know who our opponents yet are, Munkine or Love Derek, so whoever it is, and bring it on, we'll be ready for them. So, and Croke Park, here we go.
Yeah, like you didn't, I suppose, as you said, you dared to dream before today, but now with your club mates, it's really brilliant, Nicky. Like, it's the essence of the GAA. Like.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, I was on the paper. Like, we had to win 11 games here. We're 11-0 in championship games. That's a serious journey. Like, at the start of the year, it was a dream, obviously. Like, but to be actually here, it's still can't really believe it. Like, but we're there. Like, just Croke Park. I just can't stop thinking about it. I know it's this. And, like,
look, enjoy the 3 weeks of building up to it, and the final on the day. And we'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, please God, we'll be victorious that day as well. Something like this.
Thanks.
Thanks.